way out. Master Satil floated in a ball in the center of the room, her force shield shimmering around her. A milky luminescence maintained barely a fingerspan from her body. Shigar was struck by how small she looked. In his mind, she always seemed of gigantic stature, not just dominating the Jedi High Council, but influencing the course of the Republic as well. Now, though, she seemed tiny. A grating noise came from the door. The hexes were already cutting through. Master Satil had left her lightsaber floating beside her, outside the force shield. He took it in his left hand, reached for his own with his right, and activated them both simultaneously. Their greens were not quite identical, and by their combined light, odd shadows danced across the walls. The room was barely 3 meters cubed. Apart from the door, there were no other entrances. That didn't matter. Shigar could make his own. Raising both lightsabers, he stabbed into the wall at a point above his head, then spread both blades out in a circle before meeting at the level of his knees. A red-edged section of the wall fell free, and he kicked it into the space on the far side. Using telekinesis to gather up Master Satil, he propelled himself through the gap. It was another room, requiring another makeshift door. He moved quickly, with confident strokes. Behind him, the hexes were wriggling through widening rents in the door and wall. In a second, they would be upon him. A hallway this time. He swept Master Satil ahead of him and hurriedly took his bearings. He had come this way on the journey in. At the far end of the corridor, he could see the distant spiral of the galaxy. A fat-bodied hex crawled into view, blocking his path.
"Get ready," he called over his comlink. "I'll be coming out fast."
"Good," said Loren. "It's getting a little tight out here, too."
Shigar didn't waste energy replying. Master Satil's shield was undoubtedly strong enough to deflect anything the hex could throw at them, so he kept her ahead of him. His job was simply to move both of them, fast. The force rushed through him. Ever since his earliest discovery of his powers, he had loved the thrill of speed. It had helped him win races before his removal from Khifu. It had helped him survive challenges at the Academy. Remembering that wild feeling of acceleration, he dug deep into himself and kicked off against the wall behind him. The corridor blurred. Master Satil preceded him like a cannonball, blowing the hex backward out of the wreckage and into space. For an instant, all was turning sky and scrabbling legs. Then, an invisible force wrenched the hex away, and he was swept upward into the waiting airlock of the Auriga Fire.
"Got them, Hetchki?"
came Loren's voice over the comlink.
"Safe and sound."
Several quick blasts from the tri-laser put the hex out of commission, and sent four others that had emerged after Shigar, scurrying for cover. He gripped the sides of the airlock as the ship accelerated away, spinning agilely through the limbs of an approaching agglomeration, with Loren's covering fire clearing a brightly lit path. Then the door was shut, and warm air rushed in. Shigar hadn't noticed how cold his fingers had become. He rubbed them quickly together, then righted Master Satil on the floor.
"We're out of danger now, Master."
The force shield shimmered and dissolved. Grand Master Satil Shan unfolded to a sitting position and opened her eyes.
"Thank you, Shigar." She stood and smoothed down her robes. "I owe you my life."
Shigar bowed his head and returned her lightsaber.
"I did only what I must, Master."
Her right hand gripped his shoulder.